Skype of Cthulhu presents Delta Green Reverberations.
I'm thinking we should try to follow Delta Green rules, but I will probably slip into Call of Cthulhu 7th Ed terminology at points.
It seems like doubles are the only important thing to remember.
Yes, yeah. So let's do that. So the it's still percentile based skills. You want to roll under, but your critical success or critical failures are when your dice digits match.
Right. So 0, 1, 11, 22, 33, 44.
Yes. Yeah. So, yes, yeah. 0, zero, one's always, one. 0, 1's always a
critical success. Critical.
Yeah.
Right, and then every 10 after that. So all the multiples.
No, it's 11, 22, 33. It's not the 10.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Every double digit.
Every doubles, yeah.
And so if it's a double digits, but it's less than your skill, it's a critical success. Otherwise, it's a critical failure. So we'll just have to try and remember that. Yes, you should all have some bonds. So these represent people that you have particularly strong relationships with. Your bonds have a score, and this score usually in the course of play is going to disintegrate, and it's representing, you know, like your sanity points erode in a way. This is representing you losing. Or your relationships with the important people in your life suffering as a result of your work for the program. The sanity system is familiar, but some of the effects are slightly different. So we'll get to that if that happens, when it happens. Yes. Oh yes, if you lose sanity several times, three times, from either violence or helplessness, these represent different kinds of types of sanity loss. You can basically become adapted to it. So if you keep track of that on your character sheet, as and when that happens, and ticking skills, you tick your skill when you attempt to use the skill and you fail, and then just after the session you can increase all of those by one.
24 minus one, I thought.
Okay. I'm just reading the thing that says at the bottom of the sheet, but...
Oh, interesting. Okay.
Yeah. Let's double check that quickly.
It does say add one. That's weird. Maybe the character sheet is older than the...
Oh, it's entirely possible.
Rules or something. I think I read it in the player's guide or whatever it was under improving skills. I suppose I could get that open. It would be useful, perhaps.
Using skills. Da.
Delta Green Handbook. Improving skills is on page 29. If you have at least 1% in a skill, it can improve when your agent attempts to use it and fails. On the character sheet, next to Bobo, there's a checkbox. At the end of each session, add 1d4 minus 1 percentage point to every skill that has a check, and then erase the check.
Okay.
Gaining a new skill requires extensive training.
1d4 minus 1. So I guess the other major difference from Call of Cthulhu 7th edition is we don't have luck.
Which is weird. Somewhere in here it says something about making a luck roll.
Yes. So you don't have a luck skill, but if I do call for a luck roll, it's actually just a 50-50.
Okay.
So... Yeah, Yes. I have never run this before, so... sorry?
I was just saying, it looks like we have two explosives experts.
Always.
Michael Woods.
Oh, yes. Excellent. Character portraits. So I've never run Deltagon before, so apologies to anyone listening that knows the system really well. This is probably going to be much like our attempts to play Call of Cthulhu. So, given that, why don't we go around and introduce characters? And let's begin with Edwin.
Carlos Enriquez is a 33-year-old, slightly paunchy New York City cab driver. He has spent some significant time as a weapons specialist in the Army before being discharged due to medical reasons. And he has a little bit of a resignation in the world at the moment. I'm sure we'll get fired up shortly.
Okay, excellent. Let's just go in the order we've got in the notes. Jin?
Michael Wood, DEA agent and FAST team member.
What is FAST?
Foreign something support team.
Okay.
I always agent? Forget. I can't. No, it's not agent. It's
foreign deployed advisory support team.
Thank you. Advisory. Yes.
Foreign
advising.
Deployed advisory support team. Oh,
yes.
Brilliant.
Advising with bullets.
Yeah.
Yep.
or the people that get parachuted into flamethrower the poppy fields. Excellent. Max?
Peter Walters, emergency operations specialist, scientist for the CDC, lives in and is based out of Georgia, and has two daughters and an ex-wife.
Excellent. And Sean?
Better than two wives and an ex-daughter.
Yeah.
Wow.
Is it? I'm not sure it's her.
Ann Crane works. Ann Crane works with the U.S. Coast Guard does inspections and whatnot, and encountered things that people were not supposed to know about.
Excellent. Very good. So
I guess that's pertinent. I also have the hard experience package. In the past, had been sent to some emergency outbreak situation, and it was some sort of space mutation disease. Had to firebomb the whole quarantine zone. So that was interesting.
I also have hard experience, which was actually in New York.
Okay, very good. So you, as we said, we have your bonds. What we will do is between these scenarios, in Delta Green, you have these little sort of vignettes, home scenes, where we talk about the consequences of your operations. So how you're coping with any sand loss or exposure to unnatural events. Smash, smash, smash. Yes, let your frustrations out. Good. And yes, you can elect to sort of spend some time with your bonds, attempt to either repair them, or we can describe how your relationships are failing and your life has fallen to pieces.
Great.
Yes. So you are all Delta Green Agents, the program as you know it. Of course, you don't mention it by name unless you really have to. We won't necessarily go through what your past is, so we can see if that does come up in play. But due to your past encounters, I will say each of you can take a D6 in unnatural.
Cool. That is 2.
Okay.
Which is good, because that means we can fail it and improve it. Oh, no, you can't improve unnatural. That's the one you can't improve. No.
Yeah, much like Mythos.
Right.
5 for me.
Okay. Right.
Expert.
So, you all receive the signal that it is time for you to embark on yet another operation. You receive messages directing you to head to Chicago. And you're given the location of a abandoned diner far out of town. When you arrive there, you find that you're
driven.
Yeah, I mean, I assume you all probably hire cars, and when you fly in.
No, I mean, I've driven from New York.
Oh, you've driven from New York.
And where? What state are we in?
Chicago, Illinois. Chicago.
Okay. So, yeah, we'll have flown in and rented a car.
Yep. So maybe some of you are coming together. Maybe you're all making your own way there. But when you arrive there, you find sitting inside the diner your case officer, a man you know as Fred Evans. He's a rather rather thin, sort of haggard-looking man in his late 60s, maybe. It's kind of hard to tell. He's continually chain-smoking. You know, has the classic yellow fingernails and yellow teeth, and he's sitting at one of the booths in this abandoned diner, and a thick layer of dust covering everything. When you sit down, he passes out to each of your characters except for Michael. So he passes to Peter, Anne, and Carlos some manila envelopes. If you look inside, you find documents, something that Michael would recognize as a DEA identification card. And he sighs deeply and says, "Okay, you know the routine. You've been assigned to Operation Wild. We've identified some triggers on an old watch list word. Something called Reverb. It was a popular, it was gaining popularity back in the 1990s. A hallucinogenic compound of some kind. It was associated mainly with Chocho street gangs in Chicago, but they got involved in various mafia crackdowns and wars amongst rival drug gangs, and it never really made it to the national scene. But it looks like it's back. Possibly worrying as well is that various mid-level employees in these drug gangs seem to be vanishing without a trace. We always suspected... Yes, we always suspected that reverb wasn't entirely natural. So, your mission is to investigate the source of this new drug, determine whether it does have any unnatural effects, and cut off the supply. And he sits back.
Any information on why it died out originally?
As I said, we suspect these drugs, these drug gangs merely fought each other, killed most of the people involved in the trade.
So you have
a lead on the source? Sorry.
Question.
We don't know.
Do you have a lead on any dealers?
Street level names? Yeah, street level names.
There is an ongoing DEA investigation in Chicago. So your cover is that you are being sent in as a national task force, attaching yourself to this investigation.
So we're being sent to join an existing investigation, but not being given the folder that they have. That seems like that will be perfect cover. They will definitely believe that that's how it works, which is because that's how it works.
Well,
no,
we work with what we've got.
Yep. No, I was being serious.
As far as I know, the investigation is. One or two people.
Who's our contact at DEA?
Scrolls down into a. He looks through some of his files. Roy Harris.
Do I know Mr. Harris?
So where are you based?
Virginia.
I'm going to say no.
Okay.
All right.
When the watch list was triggered, there was a warning attached to it. I have no context here, but I'm just passing it on to you. The Chochos are a corrupted people. Do not trust them.
How do you spell Chochos?
T-C-H-O-T-C-H-O-S. Chochos.
Now, this hallucinogen, have you ever actually been able to obtain a sample?
As far as I'm aware, we have no samples, or the DEA has no samples currently in any of their facilities.
Okay.
Great. So, right. The Chochos are corrupted people. Do not trust them. That's what we got?
That's what you got.
That and Roy Harris.
He nods.
I look around at the others.
More than usual. Raise my eyebrow. I like it.
Yeah. Exactly. Well... You'll find a report for duty.
One quick question, sir. Does Roy Harris know about our affiliation?
No.
Is So he's not on the inside. Okay, good to know.
Usual terms of engagement apply.
Shoot first. Don't ask questions.
Murder hobo. Okay.
So we just got an ID card, and that's it, right? That was the only thing in our mail envelope.
Yeah, you've got a couple of business cards each that have a DEA logo, and there's some basic cover for you. Okay. So obviously, Peter, you've got a cover as a DEA scientist. I think probably Carlos and Anne, just generic field agents.
Well, technically, Anne doesn't need that because the Coast Guard works with all of the agencies, particularly if you're on a coast, which I think the Great Lakes County is. So,
absolutely.
So she could just use her old ID if she wanted to, but she'll stick with the plan.
Yeah, I could also, depending on if I need to, I could potentially pull out my CDC credentials and quarantine a certain amount of people or an area. Obviously, the larger the area, the more notice it would take, but I would have no problem quarantining a certain amount of people.
Actually, do you mind, Mr. Evans, if I just keep my regular ID? Because it would avoid confusion if I was communicating with my Coast Guard counterparts in Chicago.
Might be best not to. I can tell you from experience, the DEA doesn't like to talk to outsiders. Best to be an insider.
Fair enough. Looks like you're in charge, Michael.
Yep.
Absolutely. So Carlos, parked outside, has his... It's obviously an old New York yellow that has been, that doesn't have the taxi flag on it, and it's been painted black. But and I guess he walks outside. I assume we have a contact address for this Roy Harris as well, wherever their temporary office, or maybe it's his permanent office. Is he permanently stationed in Chicago?
He is not. He is your case officer. He's the only.
Roy Harris.
Roy Harris. Sorry, not yes.
Yeah. Fred Evans. Yeah.
Yes. So you have details for him. He is based at DEA headquarters in downtown Chicago. So it's a big federal building down there. Lots of government agencies in there. DEA has a couple of floors.
Anyone need a lift?
I'll take one.
I guess.
Might be best if we all showed up together.
Yeah. Leave my rental
here.
Happy
to drive.
I just need to get my bag out of the trunk.
Yeah. So as you, as Carlos opens the trunk to the cab, you can see that there's a pretty big gear bag in there. There's plenty of room, obviously, for lots of luggage, but he did not travel lightly.
And a second go bag is added to the trunk.
My scientist bag is also added.
Excellent.
Is it one of those old doctor bags? The black...
But it's bigger on the inside.
Yeah.
Depending on how he rolls on luck.
Closer to a doctor bag than your guys' stuff looks like.
Yeah. And when you get into the car, you can definitely see the remains of a... would that be a 20-hour, 18-hour drive? Coffee and sandwich wrappers and stuff.
You couldn't throw these out before you got here?
He sort of shovels him off the seat onto the floor.
I will get in the back seat.
Okay.
There's still probably trash back there, too.
Yeah, me too. There's probably more trash back there.
So yeah. Throwing over the shoulder. You have GPS or you know where you're going?
He has GPS. Even written on the character sheet. Yeah, he punches up the federal building and off we go.
Yeah, as you pull out of the parking lot of this abandoned diner, you see Fred's just still sat at the same booth. He's lit a new cigarette. And he's just staring out at you as you drive off.
I imagine he never leaves.
Watching us to our doom.
Okay, so you can make your way to the federal building pretty easily. Go on inside, flash your IDs. Asking to see Roy, I assume.
Mm-hmm.
Miracle.
You're directed up to the 14th floor. And when you get there, Roy is actually waiting for you. He has the look of an accountant. You know, he's an office drone. And he's bespectacled. He's got the sort of, you know, pocket protector and pens in his shirt pocket. He says, you are the Reverb Task Force?
Yes, Agent Harris. This is Agent Walters. Agents Walters, Enriquez, and Crane.
Oh, he offers his hand to each of you. Roy Harris. Roy Harris. It's good to finally get some help in this. I've been raising concerns for a while. Come to my office. Let me talk you through what I know. He leads you through a large open bullpen type office. Lots of papers everywhere and people typing up reports and noise and activity. He leads you off to a small side office, private office, and there's a desk. He sits down, the seat behind it. There are two chairs in the room, otherwise just crates and crates of document files, big document crates, and he's got papers scattered all over his desk, and there's a computer monitor that's just full of spreadsheets. He says, yes, well, how much did they tell you?
Very little. Why don't you fill us in? Assume we know nothing.
Okay. My responsibility is to analyze the books, either from records we uncover from busts or interviews with people involved. But I found this really, really strange pattern. There's a number of the lower level dealers. They just seem to vanish without a trace. The only common thing I could see was that they're involved with this new drug. They call it Reverb, which isn't really a major part of any of these gangs. Normally they're selling the usual, but it's the only common factor. He sort of looks down at his papers, shuffles them a bit, and you don't need to roll to tell that he's basically told you everything he knows.
So do you have some contacts and areas of influence that these gangs are operating in? Certain neighborhoods or?
So jaw drops open a bit. Oh, contacts? You mean what, dealers? No. I can.
Persons of interest, watch lists.
We don't really have much. That's the trouble. I've been raising it with my supervisors for a while, but they don't seem to care because it's not a big drug. I'm kind of surprised they sent anyone at all.
Gang members going missing, not the highest priority.
So all the dealers that have gone missing, are they all part of one gang or?
No. That's the strange thing. It almost seems like some of these dealers are maybe trying to branch out independently.
So where's all your data come from?
Well, he can go into detail about some of the busts of some local gangs.
So there's folks in on the inside we could talk to.
Oh well, perhaps yes.
Who's the most recent?
Most recent dealer to go missing?
Yes.
He shuffles through some papers. There's a Jimmy Simmons. Hands over a file to you. It's a young man in his early 20s. Quite a few convictions for drug dealing, petty crimes. Bit of violence.
Known associates.
There is a report of an arrest at a nightclub. So he was most recently arrested for dealing MDMA at a nightclub called Studio Overground, an electronic dance music club.
When was this arrest?
About 2 months ago.
Well, it's as good a place to start as any.
You're the boss.
Let's not go that far.
So I take it
there's no list of is there no list of known associates for Mr. Simmons?
There are some names. You can perhaps take them away and run some checks on them if you want to.
Are any of those names associated with Studio Overground as well?
Why don't you make some kind of roll for that?
I would be happy
to. Well, I was going to say, Michael, that I would be interested in sort of just sitting with those records and going through and doing some internet searching if you guys wanted to stake out the nightclub.
Well, it's a nightclub. I presume it's not open until the night.
Well, there's usually people around during the day. If it's that seedy a place, there are people there right now.
Well, you're the boss. I'll go check it out.
No, I wouldn't want to take that away.
And you can do some research. So I'm pretty sure that, 51, unless it's a search or a combat role you're asking me for, I failed.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I'll go check out the nightclub during the day.
I'm happy to go with.
I think I'll stay in research. Unless they want me to come along.
So, Anne and Peter.
I would like to...
I'm not a gun-carrying person.
Yeah, I would like to size up Mr. Walters. Is he any good in a crisis situation? Is he going to be... how's he going to hold up in a stressful situation?
I should be able to handle that just fine. I'm just generally... I don't usually, I'm a little different than you. I carry a microscope, not a gun.
When the bullets are flying, I like to know what to expect.
He makes the bullets much smaller with the microscope.
He can handle
turns,
himself.
Turns around backwards.
I can handle
myself. Say they look much bigger.
Just fine. And you look at him, Jim, and he's physically fit. He loves CrossFit.
Oh, well, CrossFit. There you go then. That's fine. Totally the same thing.
All right.
So, yeah, I guess Enriquez and I are...
Let's go, Michael.
Going to club and going day clubbing.
Yeah.
Okay. You can quite easily find the club. Since sort of the north side district of Chicago. You pull up to it, and it looks pretty shut at this time.
I will walk up to the door and see if the door's open.
It is. Well, so let's say it's probably around 2 p.m. at this time.
That's what I was going to say.
And let's also check something here. Yes, Thursday. Okay. So you see a sign on the door. It has the opening hours, Tuesday to Friday, 5 p.m. to 4 a.m. Saturday, 5 p.m. to 5 a.m. Sunday, 9 p.m. to 4 a.m.
Is there a back door?
Is there a bar across the street?
Loading dock?
Is there a what across the street? Sorry?
Bar that's open, the day bar. It's obviously a night bar.
There is actually, yes. There is a back entrance, so you can quite easily walk around it.
I start to cross the street to the bar, and then I see that that Michael's actually still investigating, so I follow him around.
Yeah. So on one side of the nightclub building, there's just a large open parking lot. On the other side is a car wash, and you can do a walk around of the building. There's a back door.
Are there people? What's the crowd situation around?
There are people. Yeah, you're sort of near to some office buildings, and there's shops and restaurants in the area. There's actually a couple of cars lined up in the car wash.
Are there any cars in the parking lot for the nightclub?
So the nightclub itself doesn't have a parking lot. Next to it is okay. Just a generic
public
car park. Yeah.
Are there any drug dealers hanging out on the local street corners?
Why don't you make a criminology roll?
Criminology.
Oh, wow.
I have a few points. Nope, that's a failure.
You have to check.
Oh, yes. Thank you for reminding me. I get to check on a fail, so I'll check. There we go. Check that.
I don't know how the sheet actually checks. Maybe it doesn't check.
Mine does.
Interesting.
Of course, mine came from the pretense, so.
Pencil?
pencil. Craziness.
Yeah, I use pen. Anyway, Not that you can really see that, you know, it's, you know, that it's anyone could be a drug dealer these days.
True enough. I'll go ahead and head around back.
Okay.
In a case it comes up as necessary, my rifle is still in the kit bag in the trunk of the car, but I am packing the 45 under my jacket.
We are very, very similar in that regard.
Yeah, so there is a back door.
Is it like a loading dock or just a back door? Or?
It's clearly more of a it's not a full loading dock, but it's you know, this is clearly where people can pull a truck around, unload alcoholic beverages and the like.
Are there any people around here?
No.
Is the door locked?
The door is locked.
Can we unlock it?
In?
You could certainly try to.
Can we unlock it in some way that doesn't involve shooting the door lock off?
Do you have any skill with lockpicking?
What would that skill be? I don't see a locksmith on.
I don't either.
It would be another craft if you put it on there.
So I can't like persuade it open, or
well, maybe with his shoulder. If you're strong enough, you could probably persuade it open with your shoulder.
Well, I was hoping not to break the door.
You could do it quietly.
Yeah,
yeah. I will check the windows as I go around and see if some, you know, drunk clerk forgot to lock up properly overnight. Or maybe the bathroom, you know.
So there are actually no windows. The building itself looks a bit like just a featureless cube. You can see it's sort of roughly a three level. You know, it's got three levels to it.
Okay, I was about to suggest going in through the roof, but
That's actually where I was thinking. If it's more than one story, I was thinking it's more likely to be able to go in through the roof. So. Is there like escape, a way to get up to the roof, or can we just climb up the outside of the building?
You could, yeah. There's a fire escape that goes up the back. It is very brightly lit at this time of the day, and just due to the sort of geography of the region, it's you know, there's no cover.
All the office buildings are looking down on the roof.
Gotcha. Exactly.
Okay, maybe not.
So yeah, you get the idea that probably not the best. Someone will notice you.
Okay.
I mean, how much of a cop do you look like?
Not much.
Okay.
Shaggy hair, big shaggy beard.
Okay, so yeah. People will probably be concerned if they see someone like you climbing up, perhaps. Yeah. Okay.
Fair enough.
Get a drink?
Yeah, let's see what happens. Keep an eye on it.
Okay. So we'll head back to Peter and Anne. What are you doing?
So I want to pull together the files of all the minor drug leaders that have been he must know who's been grabbed. Roy must have at least names or files, and then want to get on to the DEA network and just Google to see if I can find any common denominators or known associates or where they lived or any information that might give us some place to go to other than the nightclub.
Okay. So your computer science skill is so high that you don't need to roll to do that. It's just really a matter of time. What is Peter doing while Anne is doing that?
I guess I want to look over the files they have on these gangs and what kind of like drugs they've been into, quantity wise, maybe where the stash houses are. Look for related, I guess, places they could be stealing or buying drug making supplies from, if any. You know, labs, research labs, industrial supply companies, stuff like that.
Okay. I am happy for you to suggest a role for that. You have accounting, perhaps?
I could do accounting?
Yeah, let's have an accounting role.
08 is going to be a success.
Okay. Nice.
Very good. Why not? Let's have Anne make a computer science role. Just let's see if you get a critical.
99.
No, actually, I failed. So.
Oh dear.
So I like the old system better.
Okay. So I'd say, I mean, even with a failed role, it's just going to take you a bit longer. You are getting information, but just pulling it out of the various the databases are.
It's a new database. They're you know, more time to figure out how it's all put together. Yep.
Yep. Exactly.
Makes sense.
But yeah, you are finding some patterns that seem interesting, so you're persisting with it. So Peter, so you're really trying to look for you can certainly find lots of information about the major drug gangs in town and their main trades. Obviously you have the you know, your substances like heroin and cocaine that have sources out of the country and they're smuggled in, and then there are the labs in town either producing completely custom substances or synthesizing hallucinogens, but none of this is really registered. There's nothing particularly strange or unusual about it. There doesn't seem to be any correlations with the dealers that were flagged up by Roy.
Okay.
Yeah, so going down that route, not so much information. With Anne, I'll say it's going to take you, Peter. It will take you sort of a couple of hours to figure that out. Maybe 3 to 4 to do a completely thorough search. And it's looking like it's going to take you probably the rest of the day to pull all of this together. So we can head back over to Carlos and Michael. And around 3:30, you see someone come by, unlock the front door to Studio Overground and go inside. Are you going to do anything when that happens, or?
What sort of fellow does it look like? Is it like a janitor? Is it the owner? Is it a bartender? What's the?
Could easily be the owner or a bartender. Didn't really have the look of a janitor to you.
But just the one person?
Oh. Initially.
Well, let's go.
All right. I will slam the rest of my beer. Throw some money on the table. And follow Michael out the door.
Okay. You can head over.
How do you want to play this?
That's an interesting question.
Looking for friends of Jimmy. Maybe we, family of Jimmy Simmons is looking for him. Not likely.
Yeah, that seems a stretch. How about we're just looking for Jimmy?
All right.
Or whoever else can hook us up with what he was dealing.
Okay.
Is the door unlocked?
The door is unlocked.
Well, I'll open the door.
Okay. So you open the door and you enter, and you walk into the ground floor, and you're in a sort of once you come through an initial area that seems to be like there's a cloak room, there's a coat check place, there's obviously a place that you pay the cover charge. You can sort of wander into there, and then down a little corridor and to the side, you see into a basically a large open room that takes up the majority of the footprint of the building, and it's a large dance floor. You've got a big bar at the end. There's DJ booths, and it's a bit strange because the normal lights are on, and you can see the floor is sort of slick and sticky. It's got that smell of spilt drinks, and there's lots of neon lights around, but they're all off. There's big sort of graffiti style wall paintings, and at the far end of the room behind one of the bars, you see this man, and he seems to be
cutting limes.
If basically, yep.
Hello.
All right.
Oh,
yeah, I'll start walking towards him.
We're closed. Who are you? We don't open until 5.
It's okay. Go ahead.
Place across the street's out of Jack. I need a bottle, and I will pull out $100 bill as I walk up to the bar and set it down.
Ah. What? You can't be for real, man. Make some kind of roll. Make a persuade roll.
01.
Oh yeah, he's for real. This man likes his Jack.
I'm done rolling for today.
Let me tell you.
I'm thirsty.
You sure this isn't some kind of setup? You know this. He reaches out for the $100 bill.
I'm going to slap my hand down on it. Okay. Just as he grabs it. Jack and some information.
Are you guys cops?
Oh, you wish.
Yeah. Yep, that's us. You're under arrest.
For what, man?
Not serving.
No, yeah. Huh? Under arrest for not serving this man his Jack.
What the... He looks really quite confused.
Good.
As does Jonathan.
You know, like, I assume you're not actually like pulling out any badges. So
no.
Yeah. No. He'll look, man, I don't want any trouble. He goes behind the bar and he pulls out a bottle of bourbon and puts it down on the counter.
I'll take my hand off the money so he can take it.
I will pop the pour spout off the bottle and take a swig of the, and I'll give a big, huge sigh of relief as if this is the one thing I've been waiting for hours.
Look, man, the boss is going to be here soon. What?
We're looking for our friend Jimmy. You know where he is? Jimmy Simmons?
Does he work here? I don't know who that is.
Do I believe him?
He said he can help us.
No. Do you believe him? Humint.
I fail the roll.
I continue to fail every roll.
You can believe what you want.
Fair enough. He, I guess you could say he works here. Off book, you might say.
Okay, yeah. Look, man, I'm not involved in any of that.
That's fine. Didn't say you were. Just tell us where he is. Or how to find him. Or who might know how to find him.
Well, if you...
I'm a little desperate.
You come back later, I can point you to some of the people who I'm sure would know.
Want to grab a seat? I say to you, Mike.
Come on, you can't be here. I got to set up. My boss is going to be here soon.
I shouldn't. I can't take this bottle across the street. They won't let it in.
You know, if you were to give us a name of, someone Jimmy works with, or maybe works for, we could go talk to them, and then my friend here wouldn't have to sit here and drink his whiskey.
I mean, what are you guys actually looking for? I don't know this Jimmy guy, but you want me to hook you up? I can point some people out to you.
Yeah. What do you got?
It's fucking 3:30 in the afternoon. What do you expect, man? Everyone's going to be here later.
That early, huh? That's good. I don't normally get up this early. What a good morning. And he definitely looks, mostly because of the 24-hour drive, but he definitely looks like someone who's had a rough bit of time.
MDMA, X, Reverb, we'll take what you got.
There's one of our. She used to waitress here, Ella. She's into all that kind of stuff. She'll probably be here later. I can point her out to you.
We'll be here later too.
So we'll just sit and wait for her then.
I can't let you do that, man. Come on.
Well, like
you're
I said,
cost me my job.
Well, like it's, you know, if you know where she lives or where she hangs out, we can go find her now. We don't have to.
I don't
sit
know
and
where
wait.
Any of these people live. I'm not.
You got a last name?
Ella?
Ella?
Smith. Ella Smith.
Uh-huh. Got a real last name?
Oh, fuck's sake. I mean, you get the impression he's being truthful with you.
Well, okay, we'll go find Ella Smith. We'll get out of your hair for now.
And, so the boss would have an address, right? Because she used to work here?
I guess.
Oh, that's right. Maybe in the books. Where do you keep your books?
Yeah.
What? You can't be serious.
Why not? You ever been desperate?
I'm gonna reach across the bar and grab him by the shirt collar.
Okay.
I was seriously considering smashing him into the bar, but that might be a little bit too far right now.
Step two.
That's step two. Yes. And you know, pull him kind of across and over the. I mean, not fully over the bar, but you know, in a obviously threatening gesture. Look, stop wasting our time. If you know the address, or you can get the address, do it now. You want us out of our hair? You want us out of your hair? We want to be out of your hair.
I'm going to walk around or through or however I get to the other side of the bar. And
why don't you both make idea rolls?
The telephone or the alarm button or something. Yeah, what, idea rolls?
Idea rolls from both of you.
Is that intelligence?
Yes.
05. Finally.
So there's a 01. I might have to. I don't know. Anyway,
you look around and there are security cameras everywhere in this place.
Awesome. That's fine. Do they look like they are? Maybe it's hard to tell.
On.
What do I think is on the other end? A person or a recording device, probably not automatic security.
Yeah, you what, let's see, what skills do you have? You don't have science.
I don't have anything. I got nothing. I can just see if I roll another 01.
make
criminology?
Intelligence roll. Yeah, you can. Give me a roll.
Ooh, well, that's very close to an 01, except 100.
You have no idea.
Okay.
I just assume that they're, you know, that there's like a monitor in the office is really what I'm just assuming. So.
Yeah.
Okay.
The main goal is to keep him from getting on the telephone or pressing the button that calls security.
Michael, make some kind of roll for intimidation here. I'm happy for you to use something. Yeah, I mean, you could use persuade, or you could use your combat skill. Use your unarmed combat.
I think just a persuade is fine.
Yep.
And that's
I'll give you a plus. Okay, well, there you go. Never mind. Fine. Jesus. God damn it. Are you going to let him go? He's sort of...
Yeah.
Okay.
Where's the office? Let's go.
Oh, my. He walks you upstairs.
Nice.
And you see that there's the second floor. It's mostly the same kind of layout. And then the top floor has like some cordoned off areas, some larger booths. It's clearly some kind of VIP area, and he leads you across to an office, opens the door, goes inside, and Michael, you see sure enough a terminal with a load of live video feeds on it.
Is there a VCR or a DVD, Blu-ray, whatever, recording?
There is, you know, definitely some kind of recording device. Yeah, it's actually an old VHS.
I'm going to pop the tape out.
Yep, okay, you do that.
And take it with me.
Then this chap goes over to a filing cabinet and starts looking through it.
I will look around the desk, just see if there's anything interesting on it.
There's mainly sort of, you know, lots of receipts, and there's one of those cash counting machines. There's actually a smallish safe under one of the desks.
It's shut?
It's a couple of crates in stacked up against one side of the room. Seem to have, you know, bottles of high-end vodka and other liquor.
Is there anything personal on the desk? You know, sort of a whatever, something somebody would have brought in to, photograph or a stuffed animal or I don't know.
Nothing like that. No. It's clearly, you know, just a place where the business is run from, and they count the takings at the end of the day. This doesn't really look to you. It doesn't. Certainly for Michael, this doesn't look like a drug den or anything like that. And eventually the bartender pulls out a file and he says, "Look, here, here's an address."
All right, I'll take it.
Okay.
It's an address for Ella Smith.
Correct.
Name, address, social security number. Is there a photo?
There is not a photo, no.
Okay. See? That wasn't so hard.
Yeah.
And you got a nice tip for your trouble.
Yeah, okay. You going to leave now?
Yeah.
I don't want any trouble, okay? Just,
Nope. We don't either.
Okay.
And there wasn't any. So you have yourself a good evening.
Okay. He if you're actually leaving, he will look quite relieved.
Yeah, I think we're leaving.
Yeah. We will accompany him down to the first floor.
Yeah. On the way out, there's actually a couple of young ladies who are in the front area. They look like other waitresses turning up for their shifts, and they sort of raise an eyebrow as you walk past.
I smile and wave.
Afternoon, gals. I will grab a napkin or a rag or something and make a bottle wrap as we head out.
Okay. Yeah, you can do that.
And once we're out on the street, I will pull the VHS tape apart and dump it in a garbage can.
Very nice. You can do that.
Huh. I wonder if there's anything useful on there. And then we head off.
Anything that's happened in the past 6 hours in an empty club? I doubt it.
Probably not. Yep.
Where are you heading to?
I guess Dallas, huh?
Yeah, what's the address?
it's looks like an apartment building. We're just outside
all day.
The center of town. It's not that. Well, yeah, you could drive there now. Wouldn't take you too long.
Yep, that's where we're headed.
All right.
Okay.
Might put a call back to the others just to let them know we're off to another location. Ask them if the name Ella Smith has come up in any of their research so far.
They will not have any references to that name. Do either of you guys want to go with them, or?
I don't think they were invited.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Wow.
Is there anything? I guess I would ask if they came up with any anything else that needs investigating physically.
Oh yeah, we're definitely going to tell you about it after that non-invite. Yeah.
Well, I just assume that you guys want to do all the research and we'll do the legwork.
The door kicking in.
I assume, Jonathan, we haven't found anything useful and won't until the end of some extended period of time.
Yes. So what you have actually found is you're going through and you're cross-referencing you're looking at the missing dealers, and you've actually noticed that in each of the cases where the dealers have gone missing, there are higher than usual instances of other missing person reports. And these all seem to have begun and have taken place in the last couple of months.
Any witnesses or witness statements to any of those disappearances, the non-drug dealer ones?
Not that you can find on DEA records, because they're sort of coming up in other, just general missing person databases, but you reckon you'd have to look for police files or.
Well, I'll make a phone call to the local police stations around the areas where the kidnappings happened or the missing persons reports. Mm-hmm. See if they have any witness reports.
Let's have you make. You make a bureaucracy roll.
Bureaucracy. I can do that. No, fail. Yeah.
So.
Check it.
Yes. You, you're just kind of running into these institutional barriers and they're saying, we can't release those reports without warrants or the like.
Submit form A2573R.
So when you say that in each case where a dealer went missing, there are higher than normal incidents of other missing people, is this sort of a geographic there are, or chronological, or okay, so in the area where a dealer went missing from, there are a bunch of other people that went missing at around the same time.
Yeah, and most of these,
I guess how many different areas?
Most of these incidences are in central Chicago. Certainly, you can identify that one of them is near to the club.
City Overground.
Okay, but no other, we're not getting any other gang leaders or anything like that. I mean, what I was looking for. I mean, if he knows they're low-level dealers, he must have some names somewhere. Right now we have, Jimmy is one name. There must be. Are there more names out there that we can latch on to?
You can find these other names. Yes, there's
I guess
not.
We also...
Yep. What was that, Max?
Max?
I was going to say, I guess we also just want to pinpoint the neighborhoods where this is happening. You know, make a list of the areas.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so you get a couple of other names of dealers that have gone missing. There's two other dealers. You have last known residences. You have convictions. They are each in separate gangs, so there's no connection there.
And so earlier he had said that it looked like they were trying to establish their own groups. Are they all trying to establish their own groups? I mean, is there a last known location near to these neighborhoods where people are disappearing?
Yes, so like, there's definitely a correlation there.
Yeah, so there's a gap in the area. Oh, I'd like to set up my own enterprise in this neighborhood, and then they disappear. Is where I'm trying to. Is the data support that kind of leap of logic?
Yes,
that they're being taken out along with potentially others in the neighborhood simply because there's something going on. Okay.
Yeah, and so if you want to carry on down this path of investigation, you will actually find that some of the other missing people, the only thing you can find that connects them is that some of them have petty convictions for drug possession.
Okay, so everybody who's missing is involved in the drug trade in some way, shape, or form, somewhere on the ladder, but all in the mid to lower levels. Okay.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. And of course, everybody who's not missing is also connected to the drug trade. Because everybody's connected to the drug trade.
Right. Yes, but it's hard to investigate them all, so I'm going to limit my scope.
Right.
Yeah.
To the missing ones. Yeah.
Yeah. Right.
And is the drug that they were convicted for by any chance Reverb, or is it whatever?
Reverb doesn't appear in any of these convictions. Actually, I mean, you would be able to quite easily find out that Reverb isn't a banned substance.
Right.
All right.
Yeah, it never got popular enough to be scheduled.
Right.
And there's virtually no information publicly out there. It doesn't have a Wikipedia entry. It doesn't.
What? Well, it doesn't exist.
The kinds of drugs that these users have convictions for are things like possession of MDMA or LSD, other psychedelic type drugs.
Okay.
Okay. Well, I think that's probably all the information we'd get in one afternoon of searching.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Okay. So, Michael and Carlos, you find your way to a apartment building. It's nothing particularly special, nothing particularly awful.
Okay. Look for the mailbox or whatever.
You find one for forgotten her name?
Ella Smith.
Exactly, yes.
We ring in or going in under somebody else's doorbell?
I
So this is one of those buildings where you can't, where you have to ring into the
no, entrance. No. You can just walk in.
Oh, okay.
All right.
So I guess we just walk in.
Concierge, anything like that. Yep. Okay.
Yeah.
We go over to, up to her apartment.
Okay. You do that. Knock on the door.
What kind of building is this? I mean, sort of what's the sociological level here?
Is this it's
middle class place? Is this a
No, it's not a slum. But it's not. It's just high density housing. Everyone here probably has a job, has some source of income, but yeah, it's not particularly comfortable. It's the small apartments.
Is it noisy? There are a lot of people moving around.
Not at this time of the day. It's like I'm saying, it's not a drug den with junkies in every corridor, graffiti everywhere. It's
going to be. There's not like lots of little kids running around or.
No.
Yeah.
Listen for a moment at her door. Is there?
Yeah.
You can actually hear some. There is some. Dance music playing from within.
Yeah, she's having a party.
Yeah.
Hey, is it playing like really loud, like loud where the neighbors might be annoyed, or
no? It's but it's loud enough that you can hear it if you sort of put your ear up to the door.
Okay,
it's not obnoxiously loud.
I'll knock.
Knock on the door. A few moments later, a young woman, maybe early 30s, late 20s, dirty blonde hair, rather, sort of beyond shoulder length. And she's actually wearing a dressing gown and her hair is damp. She opens the door. Hello?
Hi, Ella. I'm Mikey.
Yeah. Mikey, this is terribly embarrassing, but did we meet somewhere?
Yeah. Yeah, we met a couple nights ago. You said you could hook my friend and I up here.
So what's your charisma?
Charisma.
I'm at 15.
15. Okay.
10.
10. Okay. So she looks at you, Michael, as you say this, and then she sort of looks just a bit round at Carlos and her face sort of
big smile.
Yeah, her face lights up and she's like, oh well, come in. Apologize for the mess. And she
don't worry about it.
Shows you into it's a small sort of one bed apartment. There's a sofa and it's covered in clothes and there's actually a couple of textbooks lying around. You can see they are accounting textbooks. But otherwise there's lots of takeout containers and pizza boxes and places generally in need of a clean up. She goes over to her laptop, and she sort of presses the volume button, clicks it down a bit, and the music fades a bit into the background. She says, "And so, Mikey, was it? I apologize. I must have been a bit out of it that night.
Oh no, where is the what the hell's the name of the club again?
The Studio Overground.
Yeah, that Overground place, pretty loud. So yeah. And it gets crazy. So no worries. I remember you said you were a student. How's that going for you?
Yeah. Part time these days, but
Well, good for you. Working hard.
Can I get you a drink?
You offer her, show her the bottle?
Yeah, show her the bottle and sort of walk towards the kitchenette sink area and look for a clean glass.
Yeah, you can find a mug that's clean.
Perfect. Perfect. I will pour her a finger of Jack into the mug and hand it to her.
Oh, yeah. Well, why not? Cheers.
Cheers.
She downs it.
And I will clear off a bit of the couch, move some of the textbooks aside and sit down. Maybe take a look at them as I'm doing that, see if there's sort of any common theme on the accounting, if it looks academic or if it seems like she's actually studying.
Yes, it looks like, it's like introduction to accounting.
Okay.
You see that there are some sort of scattered, folders of binders with handwritten notes in. And
it all looks like school stuff, not
drug
records. Yeah.
It does not look like drug records, no. She says, so you looking to get high?
Well, you were telling me the other night how good that reverb was. We wanted to try it out.
Oh, it's amazing. I've never had anything like it. It makes time stretch, and you it's like you can repeat the same instant again and again. It's crazy. It makes sex amazing. It just feels like the high never ends.
Well, definitely got to try it now. You got some? You got some on you?
Not at the moment, no. But we can get some more.
Well, let's do it.
Okay. You got cash?
Sure.
You want me to hook you up with my dealer, or you want me to get some for you?
Yeah, you can hook us up with your dealer. We'll give you a finder's fee. That seems fair.
Yeah.
She seems quite pleased with that. Yeah. All right then. So she will tell you that her dealer is called Lucian Riggs. Bad Luke is his nickname. Usually I give him a text and he'll meet me at the club.
Sounds good. You heading over there?
Yeah, I was going to later on after trying to do a bit of homework.
You can skip that. Do that tomorrow.
Well, yeah, why not? And she holds out her mug.
I fill it again.
What's this? What's Bad Luke look like? How do we recognize him?
She says he is She gives you a description. Messy brown hair. It's got a scar on his face. Drives a rather fancy Mercedes. Usually, always accompanied by a couple of big burly looking chaps.
So, you want to come with us, or just text him and we'll look for you, look for him? How do you want to play it?
Well, I can. I mean, how much do you want?
Well, you know, enough for a good weekend.
Okay. So it's, I usually pay about 75 a pill.
How long does that last?
Enough for an evening of dancing and, well, whatever else you want to do after the club.
Sounds pretty good.
Can I ask a out of game question?
Sure.
As a member of Delta Green, I would know this. What is the usual expected policy for cleaning up after things? Do we have to kill her, or would we leave her alive?
So you would not have to kill her. No, if you got the impression that she knew about unnatural forces, then you would have to contain that in some way.
Okay.
Right. Recruit, kill, memory loss.
Yeah.
Okay. I just wanted to make sure where they.
But you know, generally, where members of the public have experiences with the unnatural, the best thing is to sort of, you know, convince them that it was not unnatural. And I mean, if they have a history of psychedelic drug use, then actually it's you know, pretty easy to discredit them. You don't think that you have anything really to deal with here. The information you currently have.
Okay. Yeah, I just wasn't sure where the line was. So.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yeah, I would agree. She's fine.
Mm-hmm.
We'll go ahead and give him a text, and we'll meet you at the club later.
Yeah. So what do you want? Like a couple each, or?
Yeah,
it should do. Plus a couple for you, of course.
Exactly.
All right. You bring the cash, and I'll meet you guys at 9.
Sounds good.
9 is good.
All right. Well, it's a pleasure doing business with you.
I will leave the bottle there and head out.
Good luck with your good luck with your study in there.
I'll eventually get it done.
I'm sure.
Those exams, they're just anyway. She will bid you farewell.
So I guess we should go back to the others now.
Yep. So I would like to roll on my unnatural as I think about the things repeating and time stretching and whether I think that's likely to be an unnatural or not.
Certainly.
But my 62 is not under my 2. So I'll continue to think about it.
Okay.
We should call in Lucian Riggs into the research team as we head back to Federal Building. You guys want anything to eat? Cook something up.
Yeah, whatever you're getting.
Yeah, same.
All right.
Taco Bell it is. No, no, we're in Chicago. Right. Got to do some Chicago beef.
Pizza. You guys just want to meet at Denny's?
Meet that place.
Only losers and punk bands hang out there.
Exactly. Well, what'd you guys find out?
Found the areas where the missing persons have been happening. Pretty standard drug trade around the area.
Jonathan, how many neighborhoods are we talking about here? Is it like all throughout the city, or is it like three areas?
So you sort of identify three main clusters. Yeah, this is Chicago. There are missing persons reports all over the places.
Sure.
If you plotted a scatter plot of those, it would light up the whole city. But sort of with cross referencing with the dealers and maybe people that have drug convictions, after you sort of notice that pattern, you can see these clusters,
including the nightclub location.
Yes. Yeah.
Right.
And are there other? Never mind. It's Chicago. There are nightclubs all over the place. I was trying to figure out if this was, there were other central points. But actually, I will talk to. I will point out these locations to our contact here, Roy Harris,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
and just ask him. If you've just limited your thoughts to these two neighborhoods or whatever it is. Are there other places that you look at as being hot spots for drug activity? Like the nightclub you mentioned?
I mean, it's hard to say. Any nightclub is generally going to be a center of drug dealing, but he doesn't seem to have anything to add. And
okay. Are there any in the remaining time I have before they showed up? Is there a way to look at their arrest reports and see if any of these people were arrested? Ones that have records at any particular night? Is there any clustering of nightclubs where they are arrested? Everybody gets arrested at Ruby's.
No sort of clear nightclub points, but they are all areas that have nightlife, if that makes sense.
Sure.
So yep. there are bars and clubs, and they're not like office districts or residential areas. So.
Yep. All right. Thank you. Mm-hmm. We found these neighborhoods where there's more. It's not just middle level. It's low level drug dealers. They all seem to be in neighborhoods where they're, where there's vacancies in terms of the drug trade, people trying to establish themselves, and then they just disappear.
This drug apparently makes events repeat, time repeat. I could see somebody disappearing into that. I wonder if they're alive.
Oh,
we're
maybe.
To pick some up this evening.
Oh, wow.
We can, maybe you can get it analyzed there, Peter.
Yeah, what's the plan, Michael? Yes. How do you want to handle this?
I think if you got a couple samples, I could definitely try and figure out what it is.
Well, three of us stake out the club, and either Carlos or I will approach Bad Luke and make the deal.
Yeah, I mean, we can all go.
Girls that been hang out, that's been doing it, though, she didn't seem messed up. Seemed all right. Right? She didn't. She didn't seem particularly strung out or anything, did she, Jonathan?
No, no.
Okay.
Didn't get that impression.
Once we get our hands on it, then
we'll try it.
Walters can come back and start doing your science thing on it. Figure out what's up with it, and maybe we should follow. Keep an eye on Bad Luke. See if we can figure out his source.
Sorry, and definitely startles when you say, "Yeah, let's try it, Carlos." Like, oh, that's not how we normally do this. Okay.
I smile at her ambiguously.
Hers is less ambiguous.
Excellent.
Okay. Do you want to do anything between now and meeting at the nightclub, or should we just?
Is there any information they can dig up on Bad Luke?
Yeah, you can run the name. Quite a lot of convictions dating back till sort of when he was in Youth Offenders Institutes. A history of drug dealing, assault. There's even some convictions for domestic abuse.
And these are all convictions, not just charges. He's actually getting nailed for this stuff.
Yeah. There's a history of convictions as well as arrests where they haven't been able to pin on him.
Seems like a great guy.
I will do a quick search, and I don't expect to get very much out of it, but a quick search of who owns that bar and anything about them.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yes, you find a name. Eric Davis. As far as you can tell, he is a completely legitimate businessman, has a string of properties. There's the nightclub, there's a couple of cafes and restaurants. You find speeding tickets, things like that, but there's no drug charges. No violence, no assault, anything like that.
I will do some minor money laundering, just in terms of, taking money out and going and buying stuff and getting change and making sure that all the bills in my that I'm prepared to buy stuff with are from somebody else.
Okay, yep. That's relatively easy for you to do. Anyone else want to do anything before the meeting?
Do we have any high tech? I don't know what genre we're playing in, but like, are we put RFID threads in the money or anything like that?
You would not have access to anything like that on such short notice. You have ways of requisitioning interesting equipment. The how interesting will determine how long it takes, basically, and also how much of a fuss that's going to draw to you. So generally, when you push the bounds of your legal authority, your start requisitioning things out of scope for the operation, the more out of line these things are, the more attention is going to be drawn to you. Potentially it could, it could blow your cover as an agent of the program. It could lead to consequences such as being, fired from your job and
This seems like something, whatever it might be, that would be completely within our cover, in that what we are actually trying to do is track drug use and the money trail, and we are undercover as drug agents.
Yes.
So it seems like, what's his bucket? He's obviously not a field agent, but Michael is a field agent. Mm-hmm. Do you have any sort of standard protocol for buying drugs off dealers? Like, how does that normally go down? I mean, I know how I do it, but I'm not normally involved in trying to get them arrested.
Yeah, nope, the same way. Just give them money, get the drugs. The other agents will keep an eye on the place, and we get the drugs, we test them, we follow the dealer.
Sounds good.
RFID in the money. If only we could afford such things.
So, Anne, I guess you're following him. Well, because both Ella and that bartender, they know us pretty well.
Well, yeah, it seems like Peter and I should just go in and sit down and stake things out. Nobody knows us yet.
Yeah, that sounds good. I wouldn't mind a drink.
Don't ask for Jack.
Okay.
They water it.
All right, so we will go in, I guess, before you guys. You guys are going in at 9 or so. We'll go in at like 8 or something and find a convenient spot where we can see things. 8 o'clock at sort of a hopping nightclub like this, there won't be anybody there but us, probably. But
right,
us and the regular drunks.
Cool.
What are you going to wear?
I assume she's going to wear nightclubbing type clothes. She's going to try to blend in.
Okay.
And not stand out like, you know, hi, I'm a cop.
Mm-hmm.
What about pizza? I'll wear some nicer dress up clothes. Not like,
yeah, and then I'll anything, send those but back and have them change into a different set. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, sure. Yeah.
These are nice.
Tell me what to wear. Cool.
Yeah, we might have to go do some shopping. But
his wife used to dress him anyway, so.
How about Carlos and Michael?
I think Carlos is still in an army jacket, and did it look like an upscale place?
No.
And were there signs about a dress code or anything like that?
There were no signs about a dress code, but
how was the bartender dressed? And the servers. I'll do a humint roll on this, because that's sort of what I was trying to have some for. That's a 10, which is a extreme success if we do such things. We don't, so it's just a 10.
Mm-hmm. Okay. The bartender was dressed in fairly sort of standard, you know, dark trousers, white shirt. The young ladies that you saw were actually wearing street clothes on the way in, but you got the impression that they would probably change later. They didn't seem to be wearing work clothes when they arrived.
Well, I will dress as a extreme success warrants that I dress so that I can get into the club, but am looking kind of more scruffy, perhaps in a hipstery way than
I think that's fine. With that kind of success, you know that probably turning up in like a military jacket and looking like an ex-soldier is going to make you out of place. So you can blend. Okay, so Peter and Anne turn up, and yeah, when you arrive at 8, there's a number of people in there. It's actually fairly busy, all things considered. There is a DJ sort of playing some music, but mostly at this stage, people are sort of at the bar or in the booths around the edge, just sort of chatting, drinking. There's a couple of sort of dedicated people lonely shuffling away on the dance floor. Seem to be in their own little worlds, in their own personal rave. And yeah, as you sit there, more and more people start to make their way in.
So we're just sort of sitting there listening and trying to take a sense of the vibe, and yeah.
Okay. So we have Michael and Carlos turn up.
Yeah, get there whatever, a little before 9.
Yeah.
Same bartender on shift?
Yes, he is.
I'll wave to him.
Okay. Yeah.
He sort of glances away and starts attending to the other customers.
No respect for a good tip.
There does not seem to be sign of Ella when you arrive.
All right. See if we can get a drink and maybe from one of the servers. Yeah. Oh, actually, when a server comes up, I'll ask her. I'll say, hey, we're supposed to meet Ella here. Has she shown up yet?
Oh, it's a bit early for her, isn't it?
Oh, maybe. Well, if she shows, let her know we're over here, if you would.
Yeah. Will do. Will do.
Thank you. And I'll give her an extra 20.
Okay.
Just keep an eye out for either Ella or someone looking like this bad
Scar
person. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Scar with a couple goons. He should be pretty obvious.
So around 9:45, you see coming in across the dance floor. Ella, she's wearing now high heels and a very tight fitting dress, and she enters and she's sort of wandering around. She's nodding to some people, goes over, actually hugs one of the waitresses, and the waitress then points you out, and she comes sort of bounding over towards you.
I will stand up, give her a big smile, give her a hug.
Oh, yeah, she'll certainly be happy with that, with your charisma of 15. You made it. Sorry, I just lose track of time.
You look great.
Thank you. She pulls out her phone and sends a message. He should be here pretty soon.
Have a seat.
You got
if
the
you
money?
Want.
Oh yeah. Great. And she'll sit there with you, drink, chat. Maybe 15 minutes later, she points over and she says, "That's there. He is." Over there, she stands up and she sort of waves at him across the dance floor. And he comes over.
Stand up as he comes over, politely, not threateningly.
Okay. He comes over and he says, "Ella, good to see you as always. Who are these two?" Is it just the, is it both of you or Carlos just, and Michael? Yeah. Or just.
Oh, I assume so. I assume Michael's with.
Yeah, I think it has to be both of us. Or.
Yeah.
Wouldn't quite make sense.
I will hold out my hand and.
He will.
Give him my name.
He will reach out, sort of eyeing you a bit suspiciously. You know.
Sure.
Sizing you up. It does the sort of ridiculously firm handshake thing.
Excellent. I don't quite match it.
These are friends of yours, Ella? She says, Yeah, they
Ella said you were good, you're a good person, that we could trust you. I'm trying to flip around on him.
Oh, yeah. Of course you can trust me.
Excellent. That's what I like. Offer you a drink?
Yeah. Mm. Yes. Yeah. Orders a beer.
Right.
So
I guess we're looking for
some reverb?
Yeah, we're looking for a six pack.
All right. You got the cash?
Of course.
So, Jonathan, just quickly, is there anybody watching this transaction? I mean, is there anybody who seems to be very focused on Big Luke or Bad Luke?
Why don't you make a search roll if you're looking for?
Well, I'm getting a lot of check marks today. That's good.
You got a system, or you want me to just hand this to you under the table?
Have you ever done this before?
Up to you, man.
If you sort of, flash him some $50 bills.
Yeah, I've got.
He pulls out from a jacket pocket a couple of little bags.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I will slide him the cash and palm the bags.
Yeah. Sit there for a bit. They're little.
I guess it's either three bags or some other
three bags. Three bags of two pills each. The pills
perfect.
Themselves.
I will hand one to each of us.
Okay. Yeah. Ella will take one of the pills out and immediately down it with some of her drink.
I will excuse myself to go use the restroom.
Okay.
And on the way.
One as well.
And on the way by, I will surreptitiously drop the bag in Mr. Walter's lap or, hand it to him.
Perfect.
Or whatever.
Yep. Okay.
Get it to him on the sly.
Okay. Yeah, you don't have to roll for that. It's a crowded, busy nightclub. It's dark in here. If briefly looking at the pills, you see that they look like, sort of MDMA type pill. They're small blue sort of diamond shapes, and they've clearly been pressed with some kind of symbol in them.
Okay. Well, I'll finish up my drink. Turn to Ms. Crane and give a nod to the door.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Carlos, Lucien is sort of looking at you as you sit there. He's sipping his drink. Are you gonna give it a go now?
No, I took one right away. As Anne was taking one, I popped one in.
You did?
Or whatever. Yeah.
How interesting. Yep. Okay. So in which case, he just sort of, He smiles, grins a bit, says, pleasure doing business with you. I hope you like it. And he actually will pass you a small card, and there's a phone number written on it.
Oh, nice. Okay. Have a good night. I'm sure I will.
You too. And I guess we should leave it there.
Perfect.
As yeah,
nice.
We can open next time with Carlos and his trip.
Brilliant.
Sweet. Whew.
All right.
All right.
Cool. Oh, and we can roll our things.
Yeah. You certainly can.
So what is it?
1d4 minus 1.
Okay.
Well, that's exciting.
Oh, it's at the end of each session. Oh, that's
true. End of each session, yeah.
My bureaucracy goes up by 1.
I guess I only had 2 in there. Cool.
So I realize I don't play a very convincing drug dealer, but never mind.
Sure.
I wouldn't know.
Cool. Thanks, cool. John.
Yeah. Okay. Thanks.
Thank you for playing. So maybe next time Steve will be available, and if you can think of any kind of character that may be useful to your little group,
criminal. Over. Well, it's one of the allowed special classes. Mm-hmm.
All right. Okay. Hey. Well,
cool.
See you all next time. Have a good week.
Yep. You too.
All right. You too.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.